Good evening. You're listening to On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union on WPEB 88.1 FM. I'm Greg.
And I'm Azeem Hill from West Philadelphia High School. The Student Union is a youth-led organization working to build student leadership and create an education system that serves to liberate young people.
We believe that media is a powerful organizing tool, and we're using radio to help young people make their voices heard.
We broadcast live every Wednesday from 6 to 7 on WPEB 88.1 FM in West Philadelphia. But you can also get the show in individual segments from our podcast page at www.onblast.podomatic.com.
Today, we'll hear about how the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools is expanding to students outside of Philadelphia.
We'll also have a look back at PSU's victories over the past school year, and we'll hear how PSU members are standing in solidarity with the taxi drivers who are under attack.
Plus, we'll have music and poetry.
Stay tuned for more On Blast after this short break.
It's summer. Do you want to talk with other high school teens about social issues like racism, flash mobs, and the dropout crisis?
Do you want to make a video or a radio piece about the issues we face as young people? BAM is a week-long leadership institute.
BAM is youth created and youth facilitated. You will have a chance to develop media creation skills, learning how to make radio pieces and short web videos.
Breakfast and lunch will be provided, as well as tokens for transportation. When? August 9th through August 13th at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Philadelphia Student Union office on 4205 Chestnut Street. To register, go to phillystudentunion.org.
So get ready for BAM!
Now that we're in the midst of summer, and the 2009-2010 school year is behind us, let's look back at some of the amazing things that PSU accomplished, with a montage of highlights from the past school year. This montage was created using over 20 student-made audio and video pieces, so lots of PSU members contributed to the final product. Here it is.
The 2009-2010 school year has been historic for the Philadelphia Student Union. It saw the deepening of some relationships and the beginning of new ones. It was a year of movement and youth power. Last summer was a time to develop new skills and strengthen our leaders. We focused on making media to tell the stories of young people.
For this particular soundtrack, the message was addressing the dropout rate in high schools. It's something we can change, something we can fix.
Listen to On Blast. This radio show is produced by the Philadelphia Student Union. We are young people uniting and organizing to better our schools. Tune into WPEB 88.1 FM every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m.
This year, one of our chapter schools saw some of the fruits of a long-fought campaign.
PSU is proud to announce that the new West Philadelphia High School is almost here. There was a groundbreaking ceremony at 49th and Chestnut Street. This is where the new West will be. We know best what school will work best for us. And, I mean, how amazing is it to say that students fought for a new school and now they're building a new school for us.
And we stood with workers, securing their future and ours.
Just like students have a right to speak out about the conditions in our schools, nurses have the right to speak out about the working conditions in their hospitals. Temple nurses, the Philadelphia Student Union stands with you. Temple nurses, fight on.
We built relationships with other powerful youth organizers who were responding to issues in their own schools.
Over the past couple weeks, we've heard a lot about what happened at South Philadelphia High School, but very little of it has actually been from the perspective of students at the school who were the victims of the violence that took place. With this in mind, the Philadelphia Student Union recently sat down with a group of students from South Philadelphia High School to begin a dialogue about what really lies at the root of what happened there. We began by giving the students an opportunity to simply share their experiences from that day.
Suddenly we were attacked from behind. Only because the community advocates were here, we were able to contact the parents and go to the hospital.
The most important step we took this year was to launch our Nonviolent Schools campaign, building relationships with new allies, and using this unity to show the city what young people are capable of.
Let's start it, y'all! Let's get them chairs popping! Stand up for justice!
Stand up for peace!
We need each other to build, organize, and mobilize, reigniting Martin Luther King's Poor People's Campaign. We need each other.
We, the Philadelphia Student Union,
have made it our commitment and our moral obligation to stand against injustice. We will meet violence of bias, racism, and all forms of oppression with nonviolence.
Dr. King once stated that darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that.
The civil rights movement with Dr. King, it was the youth who sat in at the counters. And today to fight the violence in schools, again, it is you. The most powerful part of any movement is our youth.
Back to Radio Times. We're talking with Zakiya Royster and Dan Jones. They are members of the Philadelphia Student Union.
Violence is any time when power is used to hurt somebody, right? And then nonviolence is really using the power that you have to help people. And so what we're asking young people to do is recognize that power that they have and use it to help people, you know, whether that means diffusing a violent situation when it comes up or whether it really means getting involved in organizing efforts to make their community a better place.
And that's basically what we want to launch with our new campaign of, you know, nonviolent schools, that, you know, youth are not criminals, and we want to, you know, get that message out.
We are working with many groups inside of Philadelphia and out to create the nonviolent schools we deserve.
On April 19th, we traveled to Harrisburg, PA to meet with students from William Penn High School. By sharing our experiences, students realized that the problems we see in our schools are not isolated to our own districts. We saw that the struggle for a high-quality education is a statewide struggle.
Now I learned how what other people go through in their cities and in their schools.
This meeting was an important step for Philadelphia Student Union as we work to build a statewide network of students who are actively working on addressing violence and fighting for adequate, equitable school funding.
This school year is the beginning of a change to make this city what we want it to be.
It's just the opposite of the stereotypes people think of young people.
It was exactly what we wanted it to seem like, a flash mob, but so different from what people believe is a flash mob. All young people can be leaders. We are thinkers, we are artists, we are innovators, we are organizers, and we are youth, a youth movement.
Thinkers, we are
thinkers.
Artists, we are
artists.
Innovators, we are
innovators.
Organizers, we are
organizers.
Youth, we are
a youth movement.
We just heard some memorable moments from the past school year. PSU sure has been busy.
Stay tuned for more On Blast after this song.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, this is On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union on WPEB 88.1 FM. You can listen to the show online, including past shows, by going to our podcast at www.onblast.podomatic.com.
Next, some news about Philadelphia Student Union's best allies, the Unified Taxi Workers Alliance. Recently, the taxi workers were targeted by the Philadelphia Parking Authority, or PPA, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE. PSU stood with drivers to send a message to the city that we won't stand by while our allies are attacked. Nevada Johnson, Shania Morris, and Roger Tershville made this piece.
On Wednesday, June 30th, the Philadelphia Parking Authority and Immigration and Customs Enforcement authorities lured 26 taxi drivers to PPA's office on the pretext that there was paying drivers for past credit card transactions. When drivers arrived at 2501 South Swanson Street, they were immediately thrown against a wall, handcuffed, and placed in a warehouse. Some of the drivers were released upon showing documentation. However, four of the drivers still remain in custody.
July 7, 2010, the Unified Taxi Workers Alliance had a rally against PPA for the violation against their rights. Alliances and supporters came to stand by the drivers. PSU was one of them. PSU member Shania Morris was at the rally to give a speech. Here's what she said.
Good afternoon to everyone. My name is Shania Morris. I am now a freshman attending Academy at Palumbo. I am a member of the Philadelphia Student Union just as well. I'm here standing with the taxi workers. The student union has been working on a nonviolent schools campaign this past school year. The purpose of this campaign is to end violence of all forms in our schools. Throughout this campaign, we've identified the different forms of violence, such as interpersonal and structural violence. I wanted to talk about structural violence to you all. Structural violence is when institutions or the system as a whole does things to hurt people's chances of survival. Some examples in our schools would be the lack of resources and underfunding of our schools. Another example of structural violence is the criminalization of youth, when the media portrays young people as violent mobs, and schools spend their funding on security guards rather than counselors and teachers. These things hurt our chances of survival. Why am I talking about this, you may ask? It's because the situations in our schools relate so much to what is happening to the taxi workers now. When drivers work 12 to 14 hours and still can't feed their family, that's structural violence. Okay. When taxi drivers are terrorized by the PPA and ICE, that's structural violence. That's right. When drivers don't have health care or workers' compensation, that's structural violence. Yeah. Nonviolence isn't just the absence of violence. To be nonviolent, you have to stand up against injustice. That's what the Philadelphia Student Union believes. When we heard about the injustices against our friends, the taxi workers, we had to stand with them. The Philadelphia Student Union supports the Unified Taxi Workers Alliance because our struggles are connected. Taxi workers, fight on.
I'm Nevada Johnson.
And I'm Roger Churchville.
And we're on Blast with Philadelphia Student Union.
You're listening to On Blast Radio with the Philadelphia Student Union. We'll be back with more right after the song.
I tried it, I couldn't fight it. Now I just wanna get back to me. Oh, baby. Ooh, ooh. Back into the man I used to be. I tried it, I couldn't fight it. Now I just wanna get.
said I wouldn't do, I did them. Secrets below the surface of truth, I hit them. As mankind has passed, the Kinnear race. The tears of a million years as human race. Of animals that talk and walk upright. The slave all day and fall into trance at night. Growing the planet, trying to find missing links. Like the men we used to be and are we supposed to think? Mysteries. Maybe not. It's getting hot, we better configure the plot. But I hold a pen with the grip so tight that I squeeze the ink down to the page and write a song for the people. Came up from the underground, now I ride above on a hovercraft of sound. This microphone like an amphetamine, keeping me clean, speaking in dreams so nature can intervene. It's all received.
I tried it, I couldn't fight it. Now I just wanna get back to me. Oh, baby. Back into the man I used to be.
I walked a long path alone. My feet hurt. Lost some friends along the way. I did dirt. I went to church. Tried everything from leaving my body to watching the birds sing for hours so I can feel heavenly powers. I've been across the universe and inside of flowers, but what is it worth? I'm still just a man on the earth. The rappers are acting like Mantan. Can I be candid? I can't stand it. Rap bandits got Kevin acting frantic. I wanna swing my sword, decapitate. But what is a man if he acts like an ape? So I sit back, planning my great escape. Load up my EPS and peruse my record crate. The man I used to be, I can only see by looking beyond me. So what is reality? I don't know.
I tried it, I couldn't fight it. Now I just wanna get back to me. Oh, baby. Ooh, back into the man I used to be.
Woke up in the morning and took a trip through the corner store. That's when I heard my calling, but I never heard the voice of truth before. So I kept on walking, pretended I didn't see. Walked by a window and my reflection said to me, you could try all the same, but you'll never know this mystery. There's no pilot on your plane, so you're not the man you used to be. Try all the game, but you'll never know this mystery. When your pilot has no plane, said you're not the man you used to be. Sing, holler and you holler, you follow, you fall. You holler and you holler, follow, you fall. You holler and you holler, you follow, you fall. You holler and you holler, you follow, you fall. You holler and you holler, you follow, you fall. You holler and you holler. Yo, microphones get ripped, holding us back. K-Dash rocking the grab, rocking the cold stack. Making it up, go along, singing my song. Woke up in the early morn, didn't know what was going on. Whatever, I don't really know. Flows, record immaculate, go, what up? Whatever.
Now we hear a piece that connects PSU's main campaigns, our campaign for equitable school funding and our campaign for nonviolent schools. These two issues came together during a trip to meet with students in Harrisburg. This piece by Greg Jordan Dedamore and Sherelle Reed tells us more.
On April 19th, we traveled to Harrisburg, PA to meet with students from William Penn High School and engage them in our campaign for nonviolent schools and our campaign for equitable school funding. We met with students in their library after school. we led a workshop that explored the root causes of violence in our schools and communities. Some Harrisburg students talked about how they define violence.
I think violence means hurting somebody physically or mentally, like with words or with like physical contact.
I think that violence is bullying people, having like all this bad stuff happen in your neighborhood, and just killing each other over little stuff.
We asked that the workshop change their perception of violence. Some students says that the things that they learned in the workshop will have an impact on their personal behavior.
It changed my thought because, like, I have a tendency of, like, not messing with people physically, but, like, mentally, and I think I should cut back on it because, as we said, it leads to people hurting themselves and others.
In our workshop, we introduced the definition of violence as a way of exerting power that hurts other people's chances of survival. This definition of violence includes structural violence. Structural violence is not interpersonal. It's when an institution or the system as a whole does something that hurts people. One form of structural violence that we talked about a lot is the underfunding of schools and how lack of resources can limit students' chances of survival.
Despite what people think, we do want an education. We do want to learn something. We don't want to just be out here and just be dumb and just be selling drugs or being violent or whatever. But like when you don't provide us with the stuff that we want or need, what else are we supposed to do?
Some people can't take but so much, and if they don't have the help that they can, they might get a little bit upset and then they could just drop out or something.
We asked if they believe that lack of resources can actually lead to physical violence in schools.
I do, because if everybody don't have enough books, they feel like, well, they don't care about us. They don't care enough about us to get us enough books. And, like, if you're at home and nobody cares about you there, and you come here and you feel the same way, so you turn to the streets.
At the end of our workshop, we shared PSU's belief that nonviolence is actually a very active and powerful way of life, and that standing up against injustice is a part of what it means to act nonviolently. By sharing our experiences, students realize that the problems we see in our schools are not isolated to our own districts. We saw that the struggle for a high-quality education is a statewide struggle.
Now I learned how what other people go through in their cities and in their schools versus what we go through in our city and in our school.
This meeting was an important step for Philadelphia Student Union as we work to build a statewide network of students who are actively working on addressing violence and fighting for adequate, equitable school funding. The Harrisburg students we spoke with in this piece are Donna C. Penn, Nicole Creel, Imani Murphy, and Shanice Ortez. I'm Justin Carter for On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. This piece was recorded by Sherelle Reed and edited by Greg Jordan Dedimore.
We just heard a piece about how PSU is expanding the campaign for nonviolent schools to other districts in Pennsylvania. We are also looking for new ways to reach more students, parents, and community members and include them in the movement for safe, equitable schools. If you would like to take part in the campaign for nonviolent schools, or if you have a suggestion for a school or a community group that we should talk with, please email us at onblast@phillystudentunion.org.
Every time that we host an open mic, you can see that PSU members have lots of creative talent. Today, we're highlighting some of the poets in our organization. Here is some student poetry. This compilation was made by Justin Carter.
I put this piece together, and it's going to showcase four of our students' poetry capabilities. Tatiana Griffin from Furness High School, Candace Carter, who is an alumni from Sayre, Shania Morris, who is an eighth grader at Huey, and myself, Justin Carter, senior at West.
Poets take the stage, we recite these words that come to mind. These words from dictionary textbooks, some made up words that we find. These words are one of the many things that we have in common with each other. These are the words that bring us closer as sister and brother. These are the words that help us express all the thoughts that run through our head, from the good words to the bad words to the words that we dread, from every word that has gone misread, misled, missaid, unsaid, to the words said at someone's deathbed. These are the words from the tip of the tongue and wiped off the forehead. These are the words that get passed around from our nation, said from Asians, Haitians, Blacks, and Caucasians. These are the words we mold from our creation to get back to the generations as a donation. These are the words that was used on the plantation to get slaves of motivation while they escaped through the night to get to their destination. These are the words we use in everyday life, found on the bride-to-be lips, giving her vows to be a wife. These are the words we dictate to our haters, tell them to shut up and listen to our words because we're the narrators. These are the words from the tip of the tongue and wiped off the forehead. These are the words we put on paper before we go to bed. These are the words we use every day. These are the words we use to express whatever it is that we have to say.
Laying in the dark, overwhelmed with the sadness, I cry. But no one hears me. No one understands my struggle. I'm struggling to break free. Free from these invisible chains. I'm screaming for a savior, my hero in a sense, but no one answers. Lost in a place that has no name, searching for a light that is to take me to a better place. No friends, no family, not even a rescue team can save me. Trapped internally within myself, I know that until I show my true face, I will stay lost in this place, crying, waiting, fading.
Tears are nothing but an excuse to not say a thing, a piece of shattered anger and an unnecessary attention grabber. But it's sometimes the only thing we seek for when in need of protection. And it is not those words, but that action that penetrates my inner expectations for you. I worry nothing of me, and that is my issue. To cry for misery and pray for pain makes the thought of happiness simply insane. Not a care in the world, at least for me, knowing that makes me so happy. Always annoyed, but I smile once in a while. For depression, though, I'd run miles. Why am I always displeased and emotions always caught? Maybe since for me, I have no thought.
I feign interest, facing a negative existence otherwise. I'm not enthralled, I'm not interested. So what's another excuse? To be arrested? To hear teachers say his grades are exceptional, then to inevitably hear the words, he's got to go. He can't stay seated in class, he'll be lucky to even pass. Stressed and pressed, suspended daily. Office staff become like family. Principal my mom, social worker my dad. Telling me everything is bad. 302 now, institutions in my future. Been labeled a disturbance, a disruption. A young black male made for nothing but destruction. Expected to amount to nothing, organized against oppression. Learning from a lesson, now leading by example.
Goodbye, I win my head, there's a thousand dust fly across the back. saying is your fault, although you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yes, yeah, so. How could this be done? It's just smiling, sweetheart. Oh, and your sweet empty face is a jealous leeway. Something so beautiful. Oh, that every time I look inside, I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, or she's still out to get me. And I know, she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, she's still out to get me. I may say it's your fault, because I know you could have done more. You're so
You're listening to On Blast on WPEB 88.1 FM. This past school year, Philadelphia Student Union has done a lot of good work and had some important victories. Thanks for tuning in to On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. In addition to our radio show, we also do ongoing campaigns to improve our schools, monthly open mics, men's and women's support groups, academic support, and political education, and lots of other youth-led activities.
And we especially want to remind you about our Summer Leadership Institute. It's called BAM, Building a Youth Movement, and it's a week of free leadership and skills trainings that's open to all high school and middle school students. BAM is happening this year from August 9th through August 13th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., at our office, which is at 4205 Chestnut Street in Philadelphia. You can register online at youthmovement.eventbrite.org or on our website at phillystudentunion.org.
If you want more info about the Philadelphia Student Union, check out our website at phillystudentunion.org. You should also find us on Facebook. Send your comments and questions about the show to onblast@phillystudentunion.org. We'd love to hear from you.
Tune in next week, Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m. for the next edition of On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. You can also listen to our show online by going to our podcast, which is at onblast.podomatic.com. onblast.podomatic.com. See you next time.